as I said at the very beginning of this ceremony, and by the way, they are married already. They already exchanged their vows. And these vows about which St. Paul speaks to the Ephesians, in which our Lord himself speaks, that they should be faithful to one another, to love one another, obey one another, and serve one another, until death do they part. And so today, in a very, very special way, we offer our congratulations to Connor and Avery on this very special day, when they have become one, as the readings say, the readings of St. Paul. They are no longer two, but they are one. And they should be one forever, till death do them part. And then, very likely, also in heaven, they shall be one. Our Lord himself was asked by the Israelites, is there any reason for which they, a husband and a wife, can be divorced? And our Lord said, no, until death. It is forever. What a wonderful gift. And of course, it's not an easy thing, because each individual comes from different backgrounds, a different family, different disciplines, if there was any, hopefully there was, and sometimes different beliefs. Now, this young couple came here last year, and it was their desire, their wish, that they should be baptized in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, which is the body of Christ, not only on this earth, but also in heaven, for eternity. So you have entered, and I baptized you both at the end of last year, a very, very happy day. And of course, we knew that this was coming, but it's not always for certain. People oftentimes are engaged, and they have a fight, and they go in opposite directions. But not this young couple. They have expressed from day one, and especially by their practice of the faith, to obey Jesus Christ, our Lord, to do exactly what he said. And of course, St. Paul tells us in the epistles that marriage, the union between the man and the woman, which is until death, is very similar to the union of Christ and his church, the Holy Catholic Church. You can never imagine Jesus Christ walking away from his bride, from the church. You can never imagine the bride walking away from her groom, which is Christ. So you have a perfect example. And today, by the sacrament of holy matrimony, you are united by the Holy Spirit, which has come upon you at the moment of your exchange of vows, and at the moment in which I, standing for Christ and for the whole church, bless your union, confirm your union, and pray to Almighty God that it may never depart from you. And so indeed, you are now husband and wife. And of course, I see the smiles. You can't see them. I see the smiles up here. Beautiful smiles. Smiles which recall to me and will recall to all of you that they are now one, just as Jesus Christ is one with his church. So today, we give thanks to God for this wonderful, wonderful mystery. Because as all the sacraments, and of course the word sacrament in Greek means mystery. You cannot expect to understand every single bit of it. You understand a little bit. And throughout your lives, you will come to understand, especially this sacrament, as you go along, united to Christ, to the Father, and to the Holy Spirit, and united to the Church, which is His body. You will never be separated, not with the authority, but by the permission, or any other thing coming from Jesus Christ Himself. You are now one. One body, one soul, unto death do you part. And so what a wonderful and happy event this is. And of course, as long as I'm here, and I don't know how long that will be, I will remind you of that. That you are one. And I have a cane. I will use it. But you are now one. The husband and the wife. For which you have been preparing and studying and praying. Because sacraments are not something you just run into and then forget about. Sacraments are very sacred, very solemn, and they unite you forever. Of course, our Lord is all wisdom. So He says, and the Church teaches in this sacrament, until death do you part. Because that is the only way there can be a separation. If one of you dies, then the marriage is dissolved. And then you are free to marry another one. I hope that never happens. But there will come a time when you are old and gray-haired or white-haired that one or the other will die. And then the matrimony is dissolved. And of course, many people get upset at me because I try to teach the truth. Most people don't want to hear the truth. What is really interesting is that when you both die and you go, if you go to heaven, and it's up to you, when you run into each other in heaven, you're not going to know who you are. You're only going to be concerned about one thing, and that is to look upon God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to focus on Him, on the three persons of the Blessed Trinity, who has united you and who has blessed you. In the meantime, if God so wills, you will have children. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe 10. The more, the merrier. And then you will see that your love, as all love must, will spread. It doesn't stay here, it goes out to each other and to the children that you will conceive in the love of God. So today we begin. But we do not end. Today we begin, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given His life for us, who has given us the Church, who has given us His Blessed Mother, Our Lady, as our Mother, to teach us and guide us all the days of our lives. So as we continue to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we repeat internally, not externally. You repeat internally to each other and before God the vows that you have made to one another. Unto death do your part. And so we give thanks to God for these wonderful gifts. And as we do so, we give praise and glory to Almighty God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we unite ourselves to each other and to all three of them, the Blessed Trinity, one God in three persons, three persons in one God. And then we hope and pray that you will be happy and together until death do you part. It is my great pleasure and joy this evening, by the power of God which has been given to me, to unite you. And again, I have a cane. Don't think I won't use it. Some of you have already experienced the holy cane. But you give thanks to God that now you are married, husband and wife. What a wonderful, wonderful thing it is. And we also bless all of those who are here, and especially those who are not familiar with the Holy Catholic faith and the very, very important sacraments that we have, seven of them, and this is one of them. This is one of them. And we admonish you to listen to Christ, to listen to the Holy Spirit and to the Father, and listen to me. God also has a cane, but his is much bigger than mine. And you other young people who are not yet married, I encourage you to seek this wonderful sacrament, which is a gift from Christ, and it will last unto death do you part. And hopefully, if you have been obedient to Christ and to his body, the church, then you will be together and loving and obedient to each other in heaven. And bless all of you who are here, and beseech Almighty God to grant you all the gifts that Christ has promised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.